today's MVP Baseball podcast, we discuss all the latest action in the last week, including the Cubs losing five straight, the Mets offense not showing up, the amazing Dodgers-Padres series with Tatis trolling Bauer, the Red Sox staying hot, and much, much more.
But first,
without further ado, let's get it going.
This is MVP Baseball. I'm joined by Kyle Hendricks. Fuck the Mets. Fuck the Mets offense, and I'm Zayden.
That's not my name.
Your host. No, I'm good. I guess we'll just dive right into it, and we'll start in the AL East.
You said my name wrong.
Will you shut up, Jaime? God.
My name is Jaren from 135 Mafia.
Okay. We start in the fucking AL East, right? So the the Red Sox are tied with the Dodgers for the best record in baseball.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about today's game, but I got into an argument with my uncle, and he put, like, 3Ks, so I just made a joke. Cut that out, please.
All right. Can we talk about the AL East, or are we going
to... R.I.P. Carson's uncle. can I do the Blue Jays? I'll do the Blue Jays, but, like, someone else go.
All right, well,
Blue Jays. I have George Springer, someone I want to talk about.
I'm already doing him.
Fine, I'll do the Orioles, because I always get all the shitty teams.
Mason, pick your team.
The Yankees.
All right, cool. You're taking the Yankees. Be prepared. I'll take the Rays. Right now. Dick.
I'm not talking to you.
God damn. I'll take the Rays right now. All right, so...
I need to stop these Mason impressions.
They're fucking bullshit, not even accurate.
Since the last time we recorded, I think we're like 3-3.
All right, I'm not dealing with Jaime's shit, so he can either fuck off or he's getting kicked.
I mean, will you shut up, please?
I'm just too busy making his clip for Mecha God Zayden.
Oh my god, dude! Can we actually talk about the shit, please? Like, holy fuck!
Okay, here. Okay, Mason, I'll give you a coupon. I'll F off for the rest of the day for free. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
We won't. Please. We fucking won't. All right. I'm talking about the fucking Rays now, so fuck off. I just talk about Tyler Glass now, because he's the one Cy Young in the American League. I decided. I don't even know what the fuck is happening with the Rays, really. Like, I wonder how Rosarain is playing. Let's see. 815 OPS. I mean, still pretty good. Let's see. I mean, I don't even know what to really fucking say about the Rays, honestly. Just Glass now was really it.
I think Glass now came from like a secret laboratory.
You think he's using substances, Jaime? You think he's using substances?
No, I think like it's like if you took Greg Maddux and gave him Nolan Ryan's velocity.
They have the Rays have a lot of injuries too, so they're over 500. I think I still would pick. I would actually pick them to win the division if I was picking today. So we'll ask the same question as we did last week when we get done with the AL's. But the Rays really Glasnow, and they're dealing with a good amount of injuries, so still impressive. Did you want to talk about it again?
The Blue Jays.
Carson's talking about the Blue Jays, fucker.
No, he says the Orioles.
Oh, Jaime. No, I said I'll do them just because you guys always pick me for the shitty teams.
Well, Carson, Carson, you get to do the Blue Jays and the Orioles. Jaime, do the Red Sox.
F you. I'm fine.
This should be the easiest one to do.
Incoming racist joke. I'm just kidding.
Incoming Alec comment.
God damn it, his story from that one time, bro. These kids gonna get diabetes.
Okay, come on.
Alright, sorry.
Alex, the type of person to become a Christian terrorist for his school.
Please,
Jaime, the Red Sox.
All right, let me talk. So George Springer came back. I guess
we're going to the Blue Jays.
Fuck.
God damn.
All right,
this is fucking bad.
Okay, so.
God damn.
George Springer made his debut tonight. Even though he went 0-for-3, he made like hard contact with all the balls, which I guess is a good thing. Steven Matz, he looked like himself against the Nationals, which I've seen that way too many times. He went back to his 2020 form tonight. His ERA was like 1, and now it's like 4. and then on Monday, the Nationals had the lead, but then they blew it because Vladdy just pulled down their pants and like just fucked them.
What are you
doing?
No, come on, Parson.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
Yeah. The Blue Jays can't pitch. Now keep going.
You should fuck.
All right. Well,
they still got Ryu. They still got Ryu.
Oh well, he got injured, but he's only gonna miss like one start, I think.
Like Giolito.
Huh?
If Giolito gets injured, it'll be because La Russa doesn't leave him in for too
You're
long.
A dick. That's what happened.
Hey guys, with the White Sox. Wait. There's 5 errors. Hey guys,
please listen to the hell up. You'll get your shot. Now shut the fuck up. Let's talk about the Blue Jays.
All right. Fuck. Randall Grichuk. He looks pretty good. What else? Their bullpen though. It's like I don't know what's happened to their bullpen.
Did I miss it, or did you not mention Vlad yet?
I did mention Vlad.
He said they raped the Nationals. That's what he said.
I said he pulled down the Nationals' pants. And
God damn it!
Are y'all playing over the show again?
No.
NHL?
I'm
playing franchise.
Okay, Mason. Okay, Mason. We're going to do Blackhawks and Penguins. This is going to be a strong matchup again.
Okay, seriously. So you're done with the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays still have no pitching.
Yeah, their bullpen needs major improvement, though. But besides that, I think they're
full
of pitching in general.
They're under 500. Yeah. All right. Jaime, the Red Sox.
Red Sox, very good. Obviously, we already know this. They did lose their first game against the Mariners. They won the next two. The second one was a close game. Then, actually, they lost a series against the Mariners. What am I reading? Wait, let me clean my glasses.
They split it.
Okay. They beat the Mets yesterday, and they beat the Mets again.
Yeah, and how do you let the Red Sox pitching hold you to 3 runs in 2 games?
Here's the thing. Okay, so let's just go in, like, in-depth analysis.
How does Giolito get annihilated by the fucking Tigers?
We've already talked about this, dumbass.
Okay. Let me talk about these players.
Hey, what's the Mets record again, Carson? I forgot. You gotta let me know.
Well, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's better than the White Sox record, because, like...
No, it's not.
Okay, can I talk?
What? Okay, we're going to get to your fucking asinine horse shit here in a minute, but go ahead, Jaime, the Red Sox.
Okay, JD Martinez still lights out. If I'm correct, his OPS plus is like 220, so Jesus Christ.
The one thing that's impressive is that the Mets held him hitless, but they let Bobby Dalbec, who's been dog shit this season, hit against them.
His OPS plus this season is like under 100, so he's below average at best.
Dalbec's gonna be good.
Did you say the same thing about
watch the fucking Red Sox game? He takes good at bats. You can't just look at shit.
Verdugo's doing good. Arizona native, so I'm a fan, I guess. And the pitching's all right. Can y'all stop playing?
No. Fuck you.
Okay. For some reason, Matt Barnes, who I thought fell off the face of the earth, and Matt Andrees are actually doing really solid as the relief.
What's that name? I watched him pitch tonight here at Whitlock. He was a Rule 5 pick from the Yankees, and he's looked electric so far.
Yeah, Rodriguez Yankees, like, looking gave good.
Gave him Whitlock for like free. Now he's
Eduardo Rodriguez's whip right now is like 0.850. So yeah, it's really good actually.
Pavetta.
No, I said Rodriguez, you idiot.
Pavetta is a perfect example of a Phillies pitcher. Phillies pitcher.
Former Phillies pitcher, okay. We'll talk about the Phillies with that, the whole thing with Bryce Harper.
The Phillies have a better winning percentage than the Mets. Oh, wait, sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, my God, the Padres scored more runs.
I have something to comment about the Red Sox.
All right, go ahead.
I like their versatility because they have like Hernandez who can play everywhere too, but they also have Marwin Gonzalez and so like it gives their manager a lot of like depth options and versatility options.
All right. Mason,
go ahead and talk about the Yankees.
Well, the last I see, fucking shit in the bag.
How do you get raped by Matt Harvey in 2021?
Hey, they won two in a row. They won two in a row.
Against the Orioles.
Wait, did Gio Urshela finally play good against the Orioles?
Mean, you were shaking your ass.
Didn't he hit three homers against the Indians? Two or three?
Yeah. Fucking
Gio Urshela, I'm only good against bad teams. That's his nickname.
You mean Gleyber Torres?
They took three
out of them. Both of them, both Gleyber Torres and Gio Urshela.
Actually, in the last week that we haven't recorded, the Yankees have actually won like 5 out of 7. So
against like what, the Indians and Orioles teams.
You're shaking your ass after the Mets beat the Rockies. So let's not do that.
I mean, we did win that series, but we're not better than the Yankees. Like,
no, at least Zayden has the.
Yeah, I already told you. I don't even think the Yankees will win the damn division. I'm just saying they've done better.
Well, yeah, they have.
At least Zayden has the
decency to what?
Like I was about to say something. At least he had the decency to not be bragging to us about, oh, hey guys, beat the Tigers. We're so cool. Unlike other fan bases.
That's why I was pissed about the loss because we lost. Fucking Tigers.
God fucking damn it.
White Sox moment.
Really All right, the Red Sox, Not the Red Sox, the Yankees, fuck. All right, the Orioles, be quick with these fuckers.
Me?
Matt Harvey.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so on Monday, Matt Harvey, how do you get fucked by Matt Harvey in 2021? Like, this dude blew his arm out and was never the same.
Alright, yeah, go ahead.
Anyways, surprising. What?
Nothing.
I know my joke was not funny. That was, like, not funny at all.
I mean, you're not wrong entirely.
God damn it. Alright, yeah.
Alright, stop distracting me. This team is bad. I shouldn't have much to talk about.
Oh, yeah, don't even fucking go there.
Can y'all stop playing, for, 10 minutes?
We're not playing, Ivy.
Turn off your microphone.
We're not playing! Now go talk about the Orioles!
Break your neck, please, for us.
You fucking go walk off the fucking ledge of the Grand Canyon, you little cunt.
It's too far.
I don't know what else, but they lost the other two games.
But, okay. Has anyone seen that bullpen for the Orioles?
Do I want to look at it?
Well, no. They turned to the 2014 Royals. They have this guy who has a 510 ERA plus, and
All right. Let's. Talk Bryce.
Well, one thing I have to say that's really cool is that Matt Harvey might make his next start at Citi Field when they come to Citi Field to play the Mets.
So they're going to boo him or cheer him on? I think they're going to boo him.
No, they're going to cheer him on. He sacrificed his whole career to save for the World Series that we still lost. But, that just shows how much he cared.
Yoannis Cespedes?
God damn
Right, hey, anyone want to talk about John Means? John Means.
Oh yeah, he's looked good, but it's and you can make fun, you can make pine tar jokes you all you want, but I don't care.
Jaren,
every pitcher uses pine tar.
All right. So what about who the fuck was playing good? Is it Cedric Mullins?
Yeah, like surprisingly, that dude has to be on steroids. Like, I just look at him.
You mean Carson Kelly?
Well, what's the difference?
All right. To the Central we go.
White Sox moment.
They literally have a higher winning percentage than your team.
Yeah, but who seems better? Obviously.
Huh?
Who seems better?
Ours?
Exactly. So you should be doing better. And you lost to the Tigers.
Yeah, we'll take a doubleheader tomorrow, all right? I guarantee it.
Want to bet on it?
Write it down.
I don't have paper on me, so I can't really do that.
All right. So, Tony Roos is a little cunt. We got this guy named Andrew Vaughn, number 3 overall pick. Actually has had an above average start, and he hasn't even played above A-ball. I mean, that's how good people do. So let's start Leary Garcia and Jake Lamb, who have a 23 WRC plus and a 17 WRC plus.
Jake Lamb.
Yeah, and he started those two over him. That's another thing. He left Giolito in too long. Who cares? We lost to a team who committed 5 errors. That's the worst part. And I don't even fucking – what else did I want to say? Oh, yeah. Fucking horse shit COVID fucking strikes again. Fucking taking fucking Robert.
You mean Robert?
Okay. As Draftneck Mark says, Robert.
Robert? Or is it Robert? Robert?
It's Robert.
Robert.
All right. I guess the Royals. I mean, really. Who the fuck's pitching good for them? I fucking forgot.
Everybody?
All right, God, fuck it.
All right, so, well, Perez is playing good, first of all. Danny
Duff, I think the second he got that money, he started being like, okay, guys, I'll play above-average offense.
Brady Singer has looked good, too. Former Florida Gator in college.
Danny Duffy has a .39 ERA, so.
I guess we're not gonna talk about the fact that Perez has like a 280 OBP, but I guess, but whatever.
Is it 280?
It's 287.
His OBP?
Yes.
What's his OPS? Only 759? Well, he had just had that hot week, which we already talked about, and I saw him hit a double today.
Carl Santana's looking good. The Indians should have kept him, but you know how they are.
Josh Naylor's better.
Whit Merrifield, overrated.
Good player.
Overrated still.
Good player.
Overrated.
Brandon Nimmo better.
He's a good player.
Gerard Dyson has an OPS plus of nearly 150. I don't know how that happens. Kind of odd.
Yeah. So, the Royals lead the division 15.
Bob Dyson, guys.
Oh, my God.
What?
Okay, Danny Duffy has an ERA plus of 1,132.
I just mentioned that Duffy had a .39 fucking ERA.
Jesus Christ. Jacob Junis is doing well.
Jacob Junis.
And Brady Singer.
Jacob.
It's crazy.
All right, we're done with the fucking Royals. Cocksucker. Alright,
Is Ian Kennedy still on the team?
The Indians we go. I think Franmil and obviously Ramirez are playing really good.
Bet he'll get traded.
I mean, you guys seem to be very clueless, so I guess I'll talk about it.
You didn't even give us a chance to speak up.
This is my division, so I watch these games. All right, so Karen Chad had a lot of run in 20 innings, I believe. Yeah. So he's fantastic. Mason's favorite reliever, right?
Probably.
No, it's Brian Shaw.
All right. Ramirez obviously playing goddamn good. What the fuck? Alright, so, and
Aaron Civale.
Jordan Lupo has improved against righties, which was his worst thing, because he historically has, like, fucking OPS over 1,000 against lefties, so.
Why do the Indians still have Austin Hedges on their lineup, or, like, the 40-man?
Because he's a defense-first catcher. He, like...
No way. But maybe, like, you know, another team would see his services.
All right. Let me read Bramhill's stats. All right, so he's got a 1.017 OPS. I mean, if he plays like that in the Indians, with the pitching they have, yeah, they're going to be... And they're going to be there anyway. Just, what the fuck? All right. More shit. All right. So 179 WRC plus. So yeah, he's playing good. All right. Some, I think we all know about the Twins, really.
No, soccer. We need to talk about them.
I want to talk about Colin A.
Since the Twins.
Yeah. Before we talk about Colin A, someone said that he was due for regression. I wonder who that was.
It was Mason.
I said it too. I didn't say it like in the podcast. I said his luck will only last for like so long. Same for I'm not like trying to poke at the White Sox, but like same for like Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, you can already see because he's been a little cunt this year. So yeah, call me. I knew he was. It's like he's sabotage.
I knew he'd regress, but I didn't think he'd do, like, this bad.
Shit.
God damn it. Mason, did he secretly go to the Phillies this offseason, or, like, what happened?
He went to the Phillies.
Alex Colome.
Yeah, he got demoted. What the fuck? Yeah, he got demoted. I think he might get DFA'd if he keeps sucking.
Only if their whole Rangers organization got demoted.
Besides some like Nate Lowe and Nick Solak.
I think the Iowa Cubs could beat the Rangers.
The Syracuse Mets. Oh.
Hey, Carson, the same way you talked about Keuchel regressing, I mean, that's the same with Maeda, too, because he hasn't even pitched good this year either.
Yeah.
I was talking about Maeda. What are you talking about?
Go ahead, Jaime. Oh. Fuck with.
Okay.
Rios, the best pitcher in the rotation, easily. It's not even close.
Yeah, well, he's from Michael Pena.
No, he's not fucking good.
It's not Pinata.
Okay, what about Jay Happ? What about J.A. Happ? Jaw Happ.
He's decent.
I mean, his FIP is 3.77, so that's pretty solid.
How many starts does he have? Like two? Three?
Three.
How many innings pitched?
Yeah,
he had that one against
three.
The Pirates where he, like, seven no-hit or something like that.
I swear to God, Bucks dugout dead in his apartment.
Oh, yeah, Bucks dugout will be back on next week, I've decided.
Oh, my God. Man,
He's going to be cranking that music he plays on his story. Like, I mean, this shit's going to be full volume.
I mean, you want to know
fucking ears are going to melt off.
Why are we having him on next week?
Because Mason and Carson don't want to bring in guests.
So it's the same person over and over again.
Yeah, Carson,
Who have you brought in? Who have you brought
in? He's not going to want to come on. He said he doesn't like doing that type of stuff.
Huh? Fine, bring in Jaren.
I'll bring in the 135 Mafia. They don't know
who I'll interview them. I'll ask how it feels to be losers among the Mets community.
Pineda's FIP is 3.97. That's not that good. All right. We're fucking back on top. Holy shit. All right, one positive is Buxton.
Okay, let me talk about the Twins then.
Just talk about Buxton. Good Buxton, how you know?
It was...
Jesus.
Huh? What? Alright, so,
what the fuck?
Buxton is a fucking so hard to fucking talk about.
Buxton
is MVP candidate if he stays healthy. Yeah. It's just a matter of staying healthy.
Fuck.
Good at everything.
There's an Angels. Like, there's an Angels.
What? Five-tool player. We got to talk about the Tigers for a second. All right, they suck, but they still beat us with five
errors. Fucking passed the two.
Oh, yeah. Cabrera hit a fucking hit a tank.
Jonathan Scope, too.
And shut the hell up.
You better stop.
I thought it was Nico Gucci.
Well, he hit the two run, and then fucking Scope hit the fucking hit a solo homer. All right, to the West. I just talked about the whole Central, so I'm not going to talk about the West. Actually, I'll talk about the Angels.
I said I was going to do the Angels.
I watch the Angels every night. Mason's taking the Astros.
Okay, well, I'm talking about the Angels. So, Mike Trout, very, very good. I know batting average, hilarious. He's batting .431. I think Ted Williams has rolled over in his grave in a good way. Jared Walsh still good. Sushi Ohtani-san doing really well.
In a good way, rolling over his grave in a good way. What the fuck
yeah.
is that?
God. You see, look, I know this. Ted Williams was laying down on like face flat because how bad the Red Sox are, but then he sees Mike Trout, he's like, "Oh, this kid's good," and he rolled back over.
All right, so can you help from the Angels, come on.
Pujols is actually he's still and let's not forget about the GOAT, Dexter Fowler. What an excellent trade so far.
You're a little kind.
Not my fault they traded for him. okay, and their best pitcher right now is Dylan Bundy. So, yeah. Well, actually, it's Ohtani. But Ohtani has a FIP of nearly 4.
All right.
Hold up.
You done with them or not?
No. We got to talk about their excellent games.
Dude.
Dump over the Rangers last series, but they lost one game, so 2-1. Then before that, they took an absolute beating by the Astros. It wasn't even like funny;
without
like it was just
Trout.
Sad.
Without Trout,
yeah, Trout would have made a big difference in that 2-16 game.
Not in 2-16, but they lost an extras fucker, and they lost by like one or two in the other game or something like that. So
2-16, okay.
Okay, next. Dumbass. I'm talking about the other game, you fuckwit.
What game?
The one where they fucking lost in extras.
No, I'm good. You do that one.
No, we're not talking. I was just talking about them fucking. Okay, never mind then. You're a little cunt.
We already know this. The rules suck.
I wasn't talking about the rules. We do this every week. We're not going on about the rules. All right.
Check out Mason versus Manfred next week, guys.
Dude. All right, I'm going to knock out the Rangers really quick. All right, so Gallo has been...
Gallo?
I said Gallo, fucker.
You said Gallo. I heard Gallo.
Well, because you're fucking deaf, you little fucker. All right.
Says the one who drinks Mountain Dew and covers his ears.
Huh? What the fuck?
Per that video on Jaime's account, it
okay,
shows
we're not
punching
doing this
himself in nuts
shut
in
up,
the Mecha God Zayden video.
Dude, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't laugh. All right, the Rangers.
Hold up, guys, we got a comedian here. That's Zayden.
I mean, you're the one who's trying to crack a fucking racist joke every 5 seconds. Like,
what did I say that was bad?
Oh.
No, I'm not gonna repeat it, you little fucker.
Exactly.
Right, Jaime doesn't. Jaime
therefore,
doesn't
take that L.
Jokes. That was just a joke to the audience. He's just a dick. Right,
wasn't a very good joke, to be honest.
Oh, so you're admitting it was a joke. Okay, we're not doing this, all right? I'm talking about the fucking Rangers. God. All right, so Gallo. Gallo. He only has 2 homers this year, but he's getting on base at a better clip and just not. He's not really producing for power. But when he does, I don't know. I think if he stays healthy, he could be really, really good. Solak's playing really good. And I guess All else I need to fucking mention is Tyler Blackwood playing good. So, to the, Carson, take the Athletics. You want to take the Athletics?
Jesus Christ.
What?
Elvis Andrews has an OPS plus of 19.
God damn.
I told you guys he's a fucking horrible hitter.
I wonder what James OPS plus is.
Oh. Is Chris Davis still out? Let me see how Chris Davis is doing.
No.
You can talk.
Okay, I don't follow the Athletics, but their winning streak got ended on Sunday. RIP. I guess they've been playing good still. I don't know. I don't follow them. To me, they're kind of boring, to be honest.
Dude, you call the fucking Giants a fun thing to watch when they're like just like the Athletics and boring.
I know. It's just, it's weird for me. It's like different.
God damn it!
I mean, they're both fun, more fun to watch.
Okay.
There really hasn't been much with the Athletics, really. I mean, they got shit pumps the last 2 days.
When they had
Chapman's been horrible.
Like, when they had Seven and Hendricks, they were more fun to watch, and all their other guys.
Yeah.
But now that they're all gone, it's kind of like boring.
I don't know. The AL West is interesting.
Like the NL East.
How the fuck did they fucking... Alright. Well, I mean, I still think the Astros will win, but it's... I think we all think that, but... Alright, speaking of the Astros. I was gonna... What? Mason, talk about the Astros. They're not getting off the fucking hook.
Oh, they're fucking... Most of the players came back.
And then they start winning again.
Yeah. And now, just now, they put Yordan on the fucking IL.
Really?
Yeah. Earlier today.
What the fuck?
That fucking sucks. He's on my fantasy team.
God damn. I guess Yordan's officially injury prone.
That's fucking horrible. He's his potential to be like best hitter
in the league. Honestly, could be the best hitter in the league.
So,
not yet, but I can definitely see it, like, in a few years. Of course, Jaime's disappearing.
God damn it. So, yeah, all the players came off the stupid, what was it? COVID restriction shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they started winning games again, and that's all it needs to be said. Fucking
best run differential in the AL too, I believe. I think run differential is a good stuff.
Not surprised.
What?
Christian Javier is extremely underrated.
Why'd you say what?
Okay, I don't fucking know. Fuck. Yeah. Bregman's been playing good too, hasn't he? We had, like, a mini argument.
Yeah, your little dick reply. Bullshit.
It was honestly just to piss you off.
You're a fucking cunt, dude. But, keep making your stupid little...
You called him the MVP and you didn't see
Trout's stats. I'm not talking about you, fucking.
Okay, who are you talking about, then?
Let's talk about people... People are still making the trash can jokes.
Oh, what's his fucking face? Asterix for fucking... Oh, yeah, you guys don't know who that is. You guys are kind of... Alright. Assume the Astros are good there. The Mariners. Can someone just say something about the Mariners? I mean, they're doing what they always do. They start off fast, and then they just, like, end up in last place.
I'll do it, because they still have the Mets players, so I'll do it.
What the fuck is Jaime?
Marco Gonzalez, he looks good, I guess. A bit shaky, some of his starts, but, And then Rafael Montero, he was decent last season, but you know, it's actually surprising that a former Met did like shit for the Mariners, considering they all do good once they leave and go to them. Like, I'm not even kidding. We sell half our team to the Mariners. Just look at their roster.
Is that what you got to say about them?
No, but
Evan White. I like White. The Cubs, so literally any AL Central team.
Oh.
The Cubs sell half their players to the White Sox? What?
I said AL Central teams. Like the Royals, White Sox, Tigers.
Oh.
Who the Tigers have?
John.
I'm missing something here.
All right, I don't really have much to say about the Mariners besides that, but Rafael Montero
God
sucks.
Damn it.
Their pitching is still bad.
This sucks. Bullshit.
All right. Yeah. Where the fuck is Jaime?
Backing off.
Sorry, right. No, I'm not Mason.
That bastard.
He's just like... All right, one question, as, have you changed your opinion on any of
yes.
the AL teams? You think yep. Jaime, do you still think the Yankees will win the division? Does anybody not think that? Because I'll say I don't.
I think my opinion is that the Dodgers aren't the bullpen isn't that good.
Jaime, we're talking about the AL.
God damn it, you're dumb.
Okay, sorry then. I'll be back, guys. I need time travel real quick. The Antichrist is outside my house.
You can't time travel and ask Zayden about May versus Giolito.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Dude, that's a dickiest move. All right, so, okay, everybody still thinks the Yankees are winning the division. All right, I got the rights. All right, any other AL... Have you changed your opinions on any teams? The Twins? Anything, fucker? Okay, you guys are fucking gaping.
Yeah, they're not better than the White Sox.
Are you actually going to say that?
Yeah.
Kidding.
No, I'm serious.
Do you think the Royals are the best team in the division?
No. The Royals will be, like, awful in a few months.
They'll be They'll be a fourth place team. So, all right.
I don't think they're gonna finish in third, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
So you think offense is bad because they have Ahmed Rosario?
I think the Indians, like, because Franmil, I just read his stats. He's like that with Savali, Plesac, and Bieber, and. Pitcher they pitched fucking other today, so.
Bill Maton is underrated.
Jaime, are you here?
Yes, I am.
All right, he's not jacking off.
Jaime, you got one simple question. Have you changed your opinion on any AL team?
Yes.
All right, who?
And the White Sox.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, we're moving to the National League. Well, cocksucker.
What?
All right, we're going to the biggest shit show of the division, the NL East. Where, holy shit, my God.
Oh, I just pulled Cole Calhoun. I think I'm just going to blow up the entire team now.
I think we'll let Carson go with the Mets first, so go ahead.
All right, so... The Friday night game, DeGrom looked like electric. Like, I'm not even kidding. That performance was awesome. You know, we actually scored run support, but the Nationals have gotten shut out like five times now. Anyways, Saturday's game we lost because of shitty defense. Conforto was like a blind man in right field. This dude, like a simple ground ball, he lets it get by his hand. Anyways. He also is like he's also blind at the plate right now.
Fuck.
Anyways, Sunday's game we won.
Frank Fleming is not a big Conforto fan.
Yeah.
Frank Fleming, oh my god, that's a fucking favorite Mets fan.
You know about the go himself, Jaren?
Oh yeah, he got kicked out. The 135 Mafia took a major W. I actually support them now because they kicked him out.
He got kicked out again today, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. By some dude named Paul L. Personally, changed his last name to W.
Oh, I think you're in the last video too. Like, what a fucking cunt.
Like, what? Okay, so what did he do this time? I didn't hear about it. Like, I heard you got kicked out, but what did he do?
I don't know. I just saw.
Was he heckling? What do you call it?
I don't know. They probably like just banned him, and maybe he snuck in again.
People think I'm bad at D-backs games. My God.
Well, what did you do?
Anyways, and then Tuesday,
I talk trash to Dodgers fans, but that's about it. At least not my uncles. That whole thing went back to the Bobcat.
Tuesday. Which was yesterday, David Peterson looking inconsistent as fuck, like usual. He should probably be on the AAA roster because he's not ready yet. He was rushed. It was fine until he gave up a home run to Dalbec, and then the bullpen comes in, Familia just rubs his balls all over the place and blows the game.
What the hell?
Like masturbating on the mound, like he touches his arms.
Jesus, fucking
okay.
I don't think it was Familia, actually. It might have been Peterson, because he was in the game still for some reason. I don't fully remember. But then today, DeGrom, you know, he looked dominant, but the offense just fucked him. And then the pitching looked good besides one run, but the offense though, it's like a walking funeral. It's like it's so dead.
Right.
And then James McCann, he might need some of a Marte steroids right now because of like.
Oh, Carson right. Kelly's right now.
Yeah, sorry that he's better than Contreras.
He's not. Oh. Fuck ass.
All right, guys. All right.
Better defender.
Tomas Nito is better. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Marco Scudero is better.
Carson, you can. I talked about all the Central. You can talk about all these teams if you want.
Wait, Zane.
What?
Roll that back.
All right, so...
Okay, I won't do it for like another 3 months.
I'll go to the Nationals. Patrick Corbin. I don't know. I personally don't believe he's washed just yet. Although there's a chance because it's been like only, what, like 5 starts?
Corbin, I think. Yeah, Corbin.
Yeah. Until I'll see how his next start is. If he does bad in his next start, then I think he's washed. I feel like I need more than like 5 starts, though.
How old is Corbin?
He's like 32, I think. I don't
know. Okay, there's no fucking way he's just washed.
Oh, he brought that Arizona luck with him.
Sorry, he's not Curt Schilling. sorry, Nationals fans, that you guys couldn't get the next Curt Schilling, but it's all right.
All right.
Well, I mean, at least one isn't a racist, but I guess that's good.
Nationals, I'd like to point out, they brought in Kyle Schwarber and Josh Bell to try and improve their offense. Like, they were so confident, like, fuck yeah, we have the best offense now. But then it's actually kind of backfired. Like, Ryan Zimmerman, I think, has better hitting stats than both.
I mean, the thing is, I thought Josh Bell would do good because, you know, he's leaving the Pirates, but...
Let's be real, guys. They're missing their best player, so let's give him a break.
Yeah, but he
Kurt
can't
Suzuki?
Carry a whole
Dang.
Team. Like, like,
Kurt Suzuki's on the Angels, dumbass.
That's how good he is. He's so good on the Angels that he's good on the Nationals.
Suzuki is awful.
Nah.
Anyways, let me talk. Josh Bell, his his, I don't know, like, what, fuck, I don't know, God, so I'm, what I'm trying to say is Juan Soto can't
hear. Why is Jaime fucking video chatting?
Fuck!
Yet again, screwing me up.
Jaime, you will be, you trying to fuck up the whole fucking podcast?
Okay, so like I said, Juan Soto can't carry a whole offense by himself. Like, you need other people in the lineup. You can't just be by yourself. Like, when Ryan Zimmerman is being currently your, like, your second best hitter, you know something's not right. Like, in 2011, that might have been good, but
Juan Soto's like, going through the Barry Bonds and Mike Trout freight phase.
And he has, yeah, and he has.
Zimmerman, like, did good like 2 years ago, didn't he?
I think he did good in 2018. He just missed time, like a lot of time with injuries.
Alright, that's interesting, but we're spinning.
Didn't he have like a 4-homer game or some shit?
Yeah, he didn't have, I remember he had a 2-homer game against the Cubs, or was it like a 3-homer game?
I don't know.
No, I'm not trying to like make fun of the Cubs or anything, I was just asking.
Well, make fun of the Cubs, you should make fun of their pitching today.
Alright, okay, alright, done with the Nationals, alright. Carson, can you talk about the Marlins?
Okay, so the Marlins, Trevor Rogers, I really like him. He's gonna be something special. Like, he currently has like the third lowest ERA in baseball. Let me pull up the stats. Jack Chisholm got injured. He's another player that I really like, even though he was a former D-back. But I guess it's kind of good since he left Arizona and became good.
Best pitcher on the Cubs, guys, is Anthony Rizzo right now.
Their best catcher is Tony Walters. Okay, so Trevor Rogers has a... Wait. Oh, so he has a 129...
Sorry, I didn't know the play. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
Trevor Rogers has a 129 ERA with a 2.01 FIP and a 1.0 F4 so far. But, well, his F4 is going to improve as season goes on because it's still April. His K per 9 is like 12.21. It's pretty good. What else is there? Sandy Alcantara. He hasn't he been good?
Alcantara, not Alcantara.
Are you sure about that?
No. Yes, don't
I'm very sure about it.
I've heard announcers call him that, but I've even like thought that in my head, like when I've heard them call him that.
All right, let's not talk about a name for 5 hours.
Okay, so
All right. Like, is it Rizzo or Rizzo?
Adam Duvall. You can shit on his batting stance all you want, but he's been doing good. Like, he killed the Braves. Like, he just slaughtered them that one series. But besides that...
He's a little cunt in MLB The Show, too.
Yeah, did you see that tweet I sent you, Mason, about Duvall? Someone commented on his stance in the show, and he's like, I should try hitting with you. Oh, wait, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, I'm doing this fucking Duvall moment right now. It's pissing me the fuck off.
What else is there?
It took me 3 days to complete.
I don't really know what else there is on about the Marlins, but Jesus Aguilar, he's been doing good too. He actually killed the Brewers.
All right, I've watched the Phillies. I think I can grab them.
Bryce Harper.
Good. Yeah, he's gonna win an MVP. That's
just yeah. Good. Let's go to the Phillies now.
Keep talking about the garbage St. Louis Cardinals pitchers, man. Just an excellent control, man. Just amazing control.
His first name is Genesis. That's why he's bad.
Sorry. Okay. Imagine being in school in the 90s and you hear someone call, "Is Genesis here?"
Motherfucker. Alright, Reese Hoskins.
Genesis here, guys.
Reese Hoskins, too. Shut up! Reese Hoskins has
league in homers, so there.
Reese Hoskins, believe it or not, has that. Well, that. Why am I. Wait, I didn't mean believe it or not. I meant he's looked pretty good. I'm not being biased. That was a stutter, guys.
And they still can't pitch.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about, the Phillies or the D-backs?
The Phillies, but what's the difference?
Yeah, and Harper looks like he could win MVP, but yeah, we can talk about that horse shit.
JT Realmuto looks pretty good, too.
Right. He's always been good.
Who wants to talk about the bullshit?
Hey, guys, my MLB show rating, my control is zero. I'm so cool.
Yeah, and then they fucking issued warnings to both benches. Fucking Girardi was pissed.
I don't blame him. Didn't something similar to him happen with, like, the Tigers, like, a couple years ago?
Was it Miguel Cabrera and Austin Romine? Or like
He punched him in the face or something. Bro, I remember John Boy's media from that day. That was the funniest thing I've ever saw.
Hey, Mason, do you support Austin Romine in that battle now since he's on the Cubs?
I don't even remember what the fuck happened. Tell you the God's honest truth.
Austin Romine was talking bad about Miguel Cabrera's mom.
Wait,
he said, I'll beat you in a 1v1 in Call of Duty.
Austin Romine looks like always depressed. Like, is it just me? But, like, look at him, like, playing. He just looks depressed.
He played for the Tigers, so I don't blame him.
Well, yeah, but he played for the Yankees. I would be pretty happy if I played for them. Well, not right now, of course, but, like, in 2019, I would.
Okay, who are we talking about again? The Cardinals? The Phillies?
Yeah, sorry, I fucked
up. No, take the Braves. Mason, you've watched them.
Well, I'll talk about the whole thing with Bumgarner in my turn. Who's outside my house? Well, I'll be back. Hold up.
Dude, okay, Mason, talk about the... I'll start with this, and then you can finish. All right. So the Braves got fucking hand-railed by the D-backs, which is virtually impossible to do. And you got to be really fucking bad. And then...
what happened? Like, the Giants are smart. I thought they were dumb for letting him walk, but no, they were smart.
Yeah, so they only had one hit in 14 innings, so, yeah. And then they played the Cubs, and go ahead.
I'm back, guys.
Well, game one wasn't even that bad. It's just Zach Davies is the worst fucking pitcher in the league.
Hold on. Don't shit on the Cubs yet. Just talk about the Braves.
I can't because, it rates
Ian Anderson looked good, didn't he? I mean, even though you're not happy with your offense.
Isn't Davies the worst qualified starter right now? Hi, next to Bumgarner.
Hi,
is that how we play in game one? Fucking.
I'm gonna be right back. I have to get a drink really quick. Oh
my fuck. Get some Mountain Dew.
Dude. God damn it.
Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Just talk about that whole series. We'll just segue right into your Cubs rant. So go ahead and rant about the Cubs.
Zach Davies.
I just want to mention Ian Anderson is fucking terrific. Like, gonna win Rookie of the Year. All right, now go ahead, rant.
Anderson, fucking. Yeah, you hand-railed us.
This is gonna be good.
Okay.
Well,
whole series.
Yeah, just talk about the Cubs. You can rant about them or whatever.
My fucking honor. Whoa, we got fucking handrailed the whole fucking series except for game one. The only reason we fucking lost game one is because Zach Davies is the worst fucking goddamn starter I've ever seen in my entire fucking life. We would have won that game if it wasn't for his stupid ass having to be the fucking worst starter.
Having to shoot four walks.
Then the last two games, just got handrail. Into fucking Williams pitch good, but you know, God forbid our offense get some fucking hits. Two fucking hits. In game three, Hendricks implodes yet again. Gives up seven goddamn runs. Like, what the fuck, man? Gave up a home run to the goddamn pitcher. Like, what the
Should
fuck?
Should I drop Hendricks on my fantasy team?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, well, I'm gonna drop him. He gave up a home run to the pitcher. You know you're bad when you do that.
Okay.
It's okay, Mason. He also got Baez.
He didn't. He hasn't played in like 4 fucking games. Yeah,
he's not on the. He's not going on the IL or anything. Is he? He's just out for a few days.
Yeah. I bet.
So he's going on the IL.
Guys, I
no
retard. They made up that injury for Jock Peterson because he's been doing so bad.
Well, then why isn't half the league? Why wouldn't half the league be doing that?
The Mets hit him with Betances.
Okay.
The whole league would be doing it if that was the case. There's so many fucking people out.
The D-backs should do that with a Madison Bumgarner. All
right. All right.
I hope.
Are you still going on the Cubs or what's going on here?
Well, what have I not said?
All right. So,
it's long.
Is there even fucking anything about the Pirates? Like, you're 12-12. Congrats. What?
I'll talk about them.
All right, just be brief. We don't need to write a whole fucking novel. All right,
so I like JT Brubaker. He's actually pretty underrated, in my opinion. Let me pull the stats really quick. I don't want to make this too long, but he has a 2.01 ERA. Wait, his FIP is 4.11. Oh. He has. Oh, I was wrong. He's not that underrated.
Dude.
Richard Rodriguez is underrated, though. He's been dominant. Well, surprise. Yes, Pirates reliever has actually been dominant. That's surprising. Mitch Keller's overrated. That's all I have to say. All
right, that's good.
Can we talk about Buster Posey?
Who?
Buster Posey.
What about him?
He's fucking playing great.
When we get to the West, we will.
Are we talking about the Giants?
Huh?
Yeah, when we talk about the Giants. Yep, okay, you can talk about the Giants. Sounds good.
Well, Carson's a Giants fan. I didn't talk about the Giants.
I know. I watch the Giants a lot. I'm watching them right now, so I'll talk about them.
Yeah. And Dickerson.
Okay, we're not talking about the goddamn Giants, all right? Fuck.
We're talking about this NL Central. I just got done with the Pirates.
All right, fuck it. I'll take the Brewers quick, I guess, unless fucking... I don't even fucking know. Peralta, Woodruff, and fucking Burns. Yeah, that's a great 1-2-3. Their lineup sucks. It's
fucking Marlins.
The lineup sucks. That fucking. I mean, it's not that good with Yelich, but it's fucking awful. He's supposed to come back soon, I think, what I saw.
Billy McKinney is, like, one of their best hitters this season, surprisingly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I really just think that's it. They're kind of a boring team. I mean, I like to watch him if Burns or Woodruff.
I like to watch Yelich, but he's injured.
Yep.
When was the last time the Brewers were entertaining? Like 1982.
All right. To the Cardinals.
When Prince Fielder got a triple.
To the Cardinals.
The Cardinals. Boring. Overrated. I don't know. How else would you describe the Cardinals, guys? Oh, wait, yeah, boring over.
You could mention that Yachty got put on the IL, right? Huh?
What?
Tommy had a malfunction.
All right, well, I mean, what the fuck?
He made an exit.
All right, well, yep, I guess he got put on the IL and he lost today. I don't fucking know. Flaherty, that little cocksucker pitch is a good pitcher. I don't even know. Tyler O'Neill hit a bomb. I mean, I don't even fucking know what to say. I need to watch these
pop. Yadier Molina got injured. Andrew Knizner should be the starter.
I just mentioned that.
Oh, well, it's surprising because he was actually playing good. Well, not that he got injured. It was surprising that he was playing good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised he got injured either. He's a fucking fossil at this point.
Imagine if he injured himself acting like a bitch.
he would have had a career-ending injury then already.
I think we can go to the Reds and say that the Reds are who we thought they were.
I didn't think they would be that good coming into the season.
Yeah, I mean, they lost fucking six straight, I think. They lost seven straight. They lost seven straight, and then they beat the Dodgers, and the Dodgers were coming off that series against the Padres.
Tyler Malley, Jeff Hoffman, what's the other dude? What's his face? T.J. Antone. They've all looked good.
Oh, not really how you say that.
Jesse Winker is super underrated.
Yeah, he is.
Super underrated.
I hate Jesse Winker, and I admitted he's underrated. You guys are like, you guys suck.
Huh?
What?
What? Okay, first of all, that didn't happen. Nah, second of all, let's move on.
Is Jonathan India still doing good?
I hope he does.
Fucking let me check. Okay, yeah, he's got a 674 OPS.
Hey.
Alright, so of course we're going to the West, and Jaime is nowhere to be seen.
Can I say one more thing about the Reds?
Yes.
That bullpen! Ugh! That's like giving me Mets 2019 vibes.
Amer Garrett is fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
Right.
CNL Perez, he tossed me a ball at spring training in 2019 when I was on the Astros because I went to see them play the Mets. But he sucks. Just thought that was cool, so I had to point it out.
Alright, to the West. Where the Dodgers are leading the division. They've lost 3 out of 4. Padres.
Justin May.
They blew a goddamn 7-1 lead.
What?
Blew a goddamn 7-1 lead.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? What a joke. Alright. Like,
Kenley Jansen is fucking not good at
this. Yeah. And, it was a great fucking series, though. I mean,
I'm not a Tatis fan, but I liked when he mocked Bauer.
Yeah, he did the one eye closed thing.
I mean, Jaime is a professional. Professional Fernando Tatis here.
At least it's not pro gamer Jay.
I'm surprised he didn't make it like Zayden something.
Did you see you guys happen to see the video of Tatis like peeking?
Yeah.
So, what do you think about that? What do we think about that?
Honestly, that pitch was, 6 inches off the plate. And he still leaned out. He fucking knew that was coming. So that's a dick move. It's legal. It's a legal sign stealing, but it's a dick move.
I mean, you can do it. It's like one of the. It's like an unwritten rule, isn't it? Which I think it's kind of horseshit. Even like everybody even admits horseshit. But they said he didn't do it. I mean, I don't fucking know. I mean, of course, Fuzzy's the one that did it, and then like blew up the whole internet.
I hate Fuzzy, but such a dick. Yeah, the pitch was about 6 or 7 inches off the plate. He got all of it, so it's pretty clear he was coming, in my opinion.
Yeah, God, so, Fuzzy,
such a fucking cunt.
It's just a lot of Tatis in the series, and that's really it. Good series.
Oh, was it 5 homers in 3 games or some bullshit?
Yeah. I think it's actually, I like watching the Dodgers and the Padres play. I still would say the Padres treat it like fuck! Like a World Series game.
And I don't think the Dodgers care as much. Like, everybody says, like, they both treat it like that. But... All right. So, I think the Dodgers and Padres are good there. To the Giants. Carson.
All right. So, Monday's game, Anthony Jescalfani, he was a Florida Gator in college, too. So, I like him. He's actually pretty underrated. Mason hates him, though, because he was a Red. He has, like, a 150 ERA, a 264 FIP. His K/9 is only 9.00.
It's not even that. That's pretty good. Also.
Yeah, I know. I was joking.
No.
Okay.
I hate Gabe Kapler.
Yeah, I hate him too. He was on the Phillies. Like, that dude was such a douchebag. When he was with them, it was funny watching him rage quit.
It's like I was a Bumgarner fan too until he went to the D-backs. So.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well,
so when he leaves the D-backs, I'll be a fan of him.
Mean when we met Jaime?
Yeah. Such a
I was a fan of Wilmer Flores, which it actually was a very sad story. He was like the fan favorite on the Mets, but then he went to the D-backs. Now he's on the Giants, though, so I'm fine. Alex Wood, I like him too. He's another steal by Farhan Zaidi, who makes like he finds all these under the radar signings. Like he's like a less advanced Brian Cashman. Because Alex Wood has an 0.75 ERA, a 2.58 FIP.
I really wanted us to get Alex Wood.
I wanted the Mets to get him too. He would have been perfect. His K/9 is 8.25. It's pretty solid.
I don't even think he was ever that much of a big strikeout pitcher.
Yeah, he seems like he's a fly ball pitcher, but the Giants have a good defense. They improved it too. They have Tauchman.
Got a weird ass motion.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure it looks like they just want him to go out there and pitch.
Yeah, no shit, Carson.
Jake McGee, he's been lights out, 2.92 ERA. 2.92 ERA, FIP of
There is something controversial about including McGee that we could talk about, but I'll save one too.
About what?
Jake McGee and some other guy in the Giants.
No.
Okay.
Actually, fuck it, go ahead.
Oh, I better not.
Be quick.
Oh, I better not talk about it.
I don't even know what it is. I didn't hear about this. If you don't want to talk about it, then it must be something that we don't allow on this podcast. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, so the Giants, they also got Mike Tauchman, who, like you said, Alex Wood's a fly ball pitcher, so it was kind of perfect that they had him start. Well, he's not a strikeout pitcher, is what you said, but I guess it's kind of perfect that they had Tauchman come just in time for the start. He made, like, a catch, too, today. He jumped against the center field wall and made it. He didn't rob a home run. He just made, like, a good catch. So, in 2019, Tauchman was a good hitter, even though he only had, like, he had a lot of plate appearances. He had 200, no. Oh, he only played 87 games. It's not a lot. His on-base percentage in 2019, he had a 364 WOBA, WOBA, but his ex-WOBA was, like, 322. It was so like would that mean they got lucky in 2019?
I don't use X stats.
Oh, I think he did because he regressed pretty bad the next year, but he only played like 43 games. His WRC plus in 2019 was 128. This year he's only played 11 games this year, but I think he can improve his offense a bit.
Who are we talking about again?
Tauchman. The Giants just traded him.
All right. Jesus, Harold, you just wrote a novel on the Giants.
Yeah.
Let's list off some poses. Like, I'm also a poser fan. I was a fan of the Giants.
I like watch him sign to the D-backs. We're all gonna hate him now.
Who? Posey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, well he's not leaving. He's a franchise. He's like
I like Posey, I like Funlarner, and I like Pablo Sandoval.
That bastard.
I like Wilmer Flores the most out of all the Giants.
And I was a big Aubrey Huff guy. Well, wasn't then, but I am now. Right, Mason? Alright. So he's got a 459 WOBA, 195 WRC plus, and a .9 WAR. It's pretty damn good.
Better than James McCann.
And Grandal.
Yeah, I actually dropped Grandal in fantasy for Posey.
Well, I don't know if I would have done that because Grandal started slow last year too, and then ended up being top two in the league.
Yeah, knowing my luck, he's probably gonna like win MVP now.
Well, I mean, if Tony La Russa plays him,
they have Zach MVP Collins.
So, I mean, Jaime's not in here, so we can just shit on the D-backs.
Yoan Lopez with his like his windup is like so like. It's, like, so animated. Like, you guys watched him pitch, right? But, like, it's so animated, and, like, it's a fucking meatball right down the middle to each batter.
Here's the thing. I don't watch bad teams, so. I mean, they lost 12-3 today. 12-3. Peralta looks like a complete jackass in the outfield. So, 12-3. I mean, we don't even need to talk about the D-backs. We can just say they suck and Carson Kelly's on PEDs, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last. I mean, Jaime doesn't get the same thing. Like, the D-backs, they're what we thought they were. Like, a terrible team. But, speaking of terrible teams, the Rockies. So, Carson, you know fucking anything about the Rockies?
No, but Trevor Story is more likely to be traded now since they have
they need to trade Marquez.
They should trade on Kyle Freeland, too.
Package Gray and Marquez to the Angels. That's what I want.
The Rockies should trade for Kyle Freeland.
Oh, Kyle Freeland. He almost threw a no-hitter against the White Sox. I remember that.
Played for. All
right. So,
But Charlie Blackman, he's still overrated. He's not good anymore. He's washed.
Right. I mean, I think we don't need to really like, go in depth on the Rockies.
Yeah, the Rockies are like extremely boring.
They should tear it down. At least they got rid of that. We didn't talk about fucking the GM, though.
Yeah, that time you made that. Kymie kept sending pictures of you and Frank Thomas in the group chat and said, Rockies fans right now.
Just fucking see Jaime's story.
Yeah, the fucking.
Shoot you on Tommy. Such a cunt.
Such a cunt. Alright, I think we're done with everything. Any opinions change on NL teams? No? Alright, sounds good.
The Mets still suck shit.
Right, I guess we can mention one thing before we're done, since Jaime just decided to leave and not come back because he's a sellout bitch. The Braves go to 100% capacity. So,
when May 7th or something?
Yeah. So, I got a message for the old Chicago mayor. That little dumb bitch. She needs to go fucking jump off a cliff because I'm pretty sure Chicago teams have like the lowest capacity in the MLB, either them or LA. And
LA have like 50. Oh wait, you mean like allowed in right now?
Yeah. I don't know. I know it's either one.
It's LA's capacity, like full capacity is like 50K.
No, I'm talking about like. Limits for like horse the COVID.
Yeah, we're what? 20-something percent.
I mean, yeah, let's be fucking real here. They've offered the fucking vaccine. So I'd run the risk. Like, I mean, they've offered the anybody, if you want to get the vaccine, I'm not going to talk about what I want with the vaccine or whatever. But I mean, you either get the vaccine or you just don't care and you go. Like, it's your fucking choice. Like, fucking just open up all of them 100%. Let's fucking go. I was supposed to go to a goddamn baseball game on fucking May 11th or some shit, and they fucking took my fucking tickets because it's horse shit. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that story, Carson, but we purchased tickets to the White Sox Twins game on May 11th, and they emailed my mom and said we don't get the tickets.
From last year or this year?
From this year. They said we don't get the tickets because of the
passing. Oh, I feel sorry. You just straight up got fucked.
Yeah, I was fucking horseshit. That's why the Chicago Mariners would go fucking walk off a cliff.
Yeah, well, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, Colome will probably blow the game.
I mean, that's why I wanted to go.
Oh, do you want? Were you gonna like boo him? Would you like throw trash?
No, because I like Colome.
Would you throw trash at him?
Didn't he have horrible peripherals in 2020? No.
I'm not a Yankee fan. I wouldn't throw trash on the field.
Yeah.
Or a Blue Jays fan.
Yeah,
Blue Jays fans did that in like 2015, I think. Yeah.
What's his name? Hyun-Soo Kim or whatever.
Yeah. Right. Red Sox fans yelled racial slurs at Adam Jones.
Mets fans booed the players.
Yeah, they booed them. They booed Lindor. I honestly wish they booed Kevin Pillar because he's like, this dude's so bad.
I just saw on Instagram the Mets have scored one run in their last 21 innings.
Yeah. Last night they only scored one run. And tonight they didn't score anything.
All right. So we're done. That's the end of the podcast, I think. All right. So there's no Jaime in here to interrupt my outro. Such a dick. All right. Thank you for listening to the MVP Baseball Podcast. Catch us once a week to talk about all the action.